Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
World, welcome on all to another episode of Ocho Live, presented to you in partnership, as always, with SB Nation's bloggingtheboys.com. My name is RJ Ochoa. You know me, of course, from BTB and from right here as your humble host on Ocho Live. You can watch us live about 3 o'clock every day on my Twitter or Periscope. That's at RJ Ochoa. You can also watch along live on the Blogging the Boys Facebook live feed. If you need to listen to the podcast version of the show, we understand you're busy, you're on the go, you're on the move. Subscribe to the Blogging the Boys podcast feed, available on all Apple and Android devices. We have a brand new episode of the 750 with two-time Super Bowl champion Tony Casillas. Talks about his experience at the Saints game, hanging out with Bill Bates and Russell Maryland and James Washington and all the good times those guys had. He also goes a little bit in depth talking about the late, great Mark Tuanay and his wife Pono that was there experiencing the festivities last week for the 93 Super Bowl champions. It is Wednesday, December 5th, 2018. Happy Hump Day, and it is Philly week. It is hate week. It is one of the biggest weeks of the season for the Dallas Cowboys. This game really has grown in hype on Periscope. Harold asks if we think Sean Lee should start. This has been a really big topic since Tuesday, when Jerry Jones said on 105.3 The Fan that Sean Lee would regain his starting spot when he returned from injury. It's unexpected, I think, to get Sean Lee back this Sunday. We'll get into the injury report here in a second. Is this a big deal? No. I don't think it's a big deal. I will say that I do think it's a big deal to talk about it, which is what Jerry did, which is what Jerry's very good at. But the reality of the situation is Sean Lee's a linebacker. Leighton Van Der Esch is a linebacker. The realities of football are that you can play with multiple linebackers on a field at any given time. So I'm not that worried about it. If you can find a way to use Sean Lee and Jalen Smith and Leighton Van Der Esch together, I think that's the reason, or that's the way to roll, honestly. So I don't read too much into this. I think it's just Jerry being Jerry. If Sean Lee is starting out of respect, if it's some formality, if he runs out there for the first snap, cool. It doesn't make a big difference. I don't think it's anything to lose any sleep about. There was a question about Tavon Austin. We've talked a little bit about Tavon. And I think that's a really interesting subject to bring up, by the way. Let's talk about the injury report. We have this available for you at bloggingtheboys.com. Wednesday's practice, Tavon did not practice. Chidobe Awuzie did not practice. Cole Beasley was a limited participant, obviously had the foot issue that everybody knew about. He did tell the Dallas Morning News that if the game were today, that he would be able to go. So I don't think there's any real reason to worry about Cole Beasley. Malik Collins was a full participant in practice. Neither David Irving nor Sean Lee nor Jeff Swaim practiced. Obviously, that's not a surprise. Zach Martin was a full participant in practice on Wednesday. And both Tyron Smith and Xavier Suafilo were limited participants in Wednesday's practice. So this information is really valuable, I think. Joe Franchina asks if there was any news on David Irving. Doesn't seem like there's much to learn about David Irving that we did not know before. Seems like we're just still holding our breath on the David Irving front. Similarly, it seems like we're still holding our breath on the Tavon Austin front. Tavon, you'll remember, has not played since October 14th. We're approaching the, because I don't think Tavon's going to play on Sunday against the Eagles. So we're going to go over 2 months in all likelihood with no Tavon Austin on the field for the Dallas Cowboys. Now, the Cowboys have won 4 games in a row, and I'm not going to sit here and tell you that Tavon Austin would make them significantly better, but it is kind of interesting if you follow the Cowboys on social media. We've talked about this before. Tavon looks fine. I mean, and we're looking at small, little blurb video sizes, small little things in the weight room, in the locker room, and, whatever. But Tavon has a lot of energy. He's a personality that shows kind of what's wearing on his sleeve, and Tavon is moving around fine. It would be hard for me to look at the small sample sizes that we have in terms of just social media and to derive that Tavon Austin has a hamstring injury. So that is a very curious situation in terms of what is happening with him. Again, I don't think we'll see David Irving. It does seem like Tyron Smith is trending in the direction to play on Sunday. That is good news. And the same goes for Xavier Suafilo. The Cowboys did acknowledge today on Wednesday that even though Connor Williams, we talked about this on Tuesday's Ocho Live, even though Connor is healthy, Xavier Suafilo will continue to start at left guard. That's good news for the Cowboys. That's their best five right now. Xavier simply is a better left guard than Connor Williams is at this point. He's a rookie. He needs to get bigger. We all agree, etc. But again, so when looking at this injury report, I think the most important takeaway is that Tyron Smith will, or I shouldn't say will play, but is on track to play this Sunday against Philadelphia. The next most important takeaway is that David Irving, Sean Lee, Tavon Austin, you know, who knows? Who knows when you're going to get those guys? David Irving is obviously a different situation, a more complicated one, some would argue. He's missed time, he's missed meetings and practices because of personal issues. That has been well chronicled, so it's really hard to know. He truly is the wild card when it comes to these players in terms of who is going to come back, when they are, etc., blah, blah, blah. But so I would not try to put a date on David Irving's return. I think it is more possible to put a date, a practical date, on Sean Lee and Tavon Austin's return. But that's just kind of the way things stand. So it is Philly week. It is a big week. This is a gigantic week. If the Cowboys win this game against the Eagles, they can all but clinch the NFC East. They won't mathematically clinch it, and of course anything can happen, but it would be very difficult for the Cowboys to lose the division should they beat the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday. And with that being said, this game is obviously very, very, very important. So let's take a poll overall. Actually, before we get there, Javier Quinones brings up a great point. I got this tweet a lot over the last 24 hours or so. Odds from Bovada came out about who the next head coach of the Green Bay Packers would be. And among those listed with odds to be the next head coach of the Green Bay Packers, because they did fire Mike McCarthy, as we all know, on Sunday after they lost to the Arizona Cardinals. It sucks. I'm telling you guys, it sucks so much to see the Green Bay Packers struggle. That is just, you know, what a shame. Chris Richard is listed among those with odds to be the next head coach of the Green Bay Packers. There are a lot of people listed with odds to be the next head coach of the Packers. We wrote this up. This information, again, is available for you at bloggingtheboys.com. But a lot of people are terrified that Chris Richard could leave, and it makes sense. I would bet my bottom dollar, for what it's worth, that Chris Richard will at the very least get a head coaching interview over the offseason with somebody, whether it's the Packers, whether it's the Browns, whoever. We don't know who else is going to have head coaching vacancies. I think we all have speculated places. But I would imagine that Chris Richard is going to get his shot to be a head coach in the NFL. And currently, right now, in terms of title, Chris Richard is the Cowboys' secondary coach and passing game coordinator. From a title standpoint, he's not even their defensive coordinator, although he is essentially the defensive coordinator. That's kind of the way this works. We all know that. But I think it stands to reason that Chris Richard would at the very least be the defensive coordinator for the Dallas Cowboys in 2019. But if he gets a head coaching opportunity somewhere else, if anybody else offers him their head coaching job, it's very difficult to see him turning that down to come be the defensive coordinator for the Cowboys. The last person to kind of do that to a significant degree, ironically, was Jason Garrett, 10.5 years ago, when he had all sorts of opportunities to interview, and he did interview to be the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons at the time, the Baltimore Ravens, came back, got a pay raise, and stayed as the offensive coordinator for the Cowboys. So I don't think that if Chris Richard did get an offer, I don't think he would stay in Dallas, because why would he? But that's a situation that's way down the road, one that certainly bears monitoring. But right now, the Cowboys, again, are focused on the Eagles. Now, when it comes to the Eagles practice report today, the Philadelphia Eagles did not have a full practice on Wednesday. You'll remember that they played on Monday Night Football, so they are still trying to heal and get rested and get fresh. And so what they put on their injury report was kind of an expected outcome if they had a practice, kind of like a sim to the end sort of thing. They marked Josh Adams, their running back, as a limited participant. Same goes for Michael Bennett. No practice marked for Jordan Hicks, Timmy Jernigan, Avante Maddox, Jalen Mills, and Jason Peters. We saw Peters come up hobbly at the end of that Monday Night Football game against the Redskins. That is certainly something to watch. But again, so let's kind of dive into this Eagles game here. Which Philadelphia Eagles scare you the most? This is a question that's obviously interesting to answer. I think a year ago, had we asked this question, even when he was injured, a lot of people would have said Carson Wentz when he was playing at an MVP level. And I think Carson Wentz certainly should be an answer right now because we know he can play at an MVP level. But most of you are answering, I think, the answer of all answers, Zach Ertz, the talented tight end for the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't know if you know this. I don't know if it was obvious on Monday Night Football. Jason Witten, big fan of Zach Ertz. But Zach is certainly the best tight end in the NFC East. He's probably the best tight end in the NFC as a whole. He is knocking on the door for the conversation of the best tight end in the NFL. Nicholas on Periscope says Darren Sproles. Tyler Fox says Golden Tate. Now that they seem to have chemistry, that's a great point. And let's talk about Golden Tate before we dive in on Darren Sproles. Golden Tate, you'll remember the last time he visited AT&T Stadium was back in week four when the Cowboys hosted and defeated the Detroit Lions. He had a big day, caught every single one of his targets from Matthew Stafford, who, again, on the subject of things that you probably do not know, played baseball with Clayton Kershaw way back when at Highland Park. But Golden Tate got his first touchdown with the Eagles on Monday night. It does seem like he and Carson Wentz are developing some chemistry. That is something you definitely do not want to see if you are a Cowboys fan. I also think that Darren Sproles' answer is a very legitimate one. Darren Sproles is kind of heating up a little bit on the season. And I think that you look at this, those three guys, obviously led by Carson Wentz as a fourth, those guys make the Philly offense kind of scary, And, you know, you say this with the context of the fact that the Cowboys limited the New Orleans Saints offense to 176 yards and 10 points last week. But obviously that's a performance that's very difficult to replicate. I think what this comes down to is I think if you're the Cowboys, Leighton Vander Esch, he's all over Darren Sproles. And I know that sounds ridiculous, but he did a fantastic job of neutralizing Alvin Kamara. I think that Zach Ertz is kind of the guy. I think that Zach Ertz is the guy who the Cowboys are going to have to double team to a degree because Zach Ertz is a machine when it comes to how he plays football games. And he is going to be the reason that the Eagles win if they do. In fact, Zach Ertz had a big game the last time the Cowboys played the Eagles just a month ago. So Zach Ertz is by far, he's Carson Wentz's favorite target. He is the man to stop for the Dallas Cowboys. That is going to be very difficult. Another answer that we got in terms of, of Eagles that you are afraid of was Fletcher Cox. And that is obviously a fantastic answer when you think about that, because what he has done, not just to the Cowboys, but to the NFL as a whole, he's arguably the best defensive tackle in the game. You know, that was when Xavier Suafilo kind of announced himself to the world, was how he handled Fletcher Cox, and he lost a lot. We're coming off of a game where Dak Prescott was sacked seven times against the New Orleans Saints, so Fletcher Cox is definitely somebody who the Cowboys are going to have to pay attention to. That's why this rest they got for Tyron Smith, for Xavier Suafilo, etc., was very, very, very important. As dangerous as Zach Ertz and Carson Wentz and Darren Sproles and Golden Tate and Alshon Jeffrey, whoever you want to throw in, as dangerous as they all are, I think that we all have a level of confidence in the Cowboys' defense, so again, as dangerous as they are, maybe you feel like, well, the Cowboys' defense is going to do their thing. The guy who really has a chance to wreck this game is Fletcher Cox, because Fletcher Cox, we've seen Dak Prescott fumble a few times. If he gets in there, he causes a weird play, kind of like Dak Prescott in Washington, the fumble recovered for a touchdown. Those are the plays that swing games. So Fletcher Cox, while I know that he's one of the only defensive players we're talking about here, Fletcher Cox, I think, has the largest ability to swing this game on his own. I don't think that even Carson Wentz has that same power, because we know how tepid, to be nice, the Cowboys offense has been. So Fletcher Cox, definitely probably the number one most dangerous Philadelphia Eagle heading to AT&T Stadium this Sunday. By the way, and we've said this a lot, but it is worth mentioning a lot, that the last time the Eagles were in AT&T Stadium, it was the worst loss in AT&T Stadium's history for the Cowboys. 37-9. The Cowboys have never lost that badly at AT&T Stadium before, so they certainly have a lot to avenge. This game is huge. This game is gigantic. This game is everything. Justin Trevor Pelletier, I hope I said that correctly, Justin, on the Blog of the Boys Facebook live feed says that the Eagles' secondary literally scares no one. You know, Malcolm Jenkins is back there. I saw Donnie mention that on Periscope, and I think you got to pay your due respect to Malcolm Jenkins. But I agree. I mean, obviously the Eagles secondary is basura. The Eagles secondary is really bad, and that is good news for Amari Cooper. We saw Amari have a successful game. We saw Michael Gallup have a successful game against the Eagles last time. You think about that big third down conversion at the end of the first half. this game sets up well for the Cowboys, and I think that's what everybody's the most afraid of, is that this game sets up well. There's a lot of things trending in their direction. There's a lot of positive. There's a lot of reasons to believe, etc. So it's just a matter of go do it. Go do it, go do it, go do it, and let us believe, because we've tried to before and we've been let down. But to be fair, the Cowboys did just beat the New Orleans Saints, so they did kind of earn a little bit of reason, a little bit of optimism to be warranted in their direction. So this is gigantic, and again, we will have you covered all week long at bloggingtheboys.com on the Blogging the Boys podcast feed. Again, we got tons of different shows coming out every single day. And obviously on our Blogging the Boys official YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe to all of that. Make sure you have a great day. That's what you got to do. You got to have a great day between now and the end of the week. It's going to get cold, so be careful. Bundle up. Get some hot chocolate, some hot tea, maybe a bowl of chili. Throw some Fritos in there, some onions, and some cheese. That's how I like to roll. And we'll be back. We'll be back tomorrow on Thursday, December 6th. We will do our week 14 picks for the week. There will be no Tree of Life, if I'm being honest with you, because as mentioned earlier in the week, we are in the process of moving, so the Tree of Life is boxed up, but we will do our Week 14 picks on Thursday's episode of Ocho Live. Again, between now and then, have a fantastic Wednesday, a fantastic Thursday morning, and we will see you mañana, my friends. As always, go Cowboys, and peace out.
Hi, I'm Karis Fisher. I want to tell you about another podcast you should check out. It's called Recode Decode. Every week, I talk to tech and media's key players about how they're changing our world. I interview tech executives like Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, political figures like Hillary Clinton, and media personalities like John Carreyrou, who literally wrote the book on Theranos. Once again, the name of the show is Recode Decode, hosted by me, Karis Fisher. You can find it on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to the show. See you there.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.